Hi everybody, it's Michelle here from New Sounds. Kind of a bittersweet thing going on today. A few days ago, we had frost. Sorry about that, I know that was probably quite loud. And last night, I don't know what it got to. But it got low enough that there was white stuff on the ground last night. So needless to say, we have a garden that is ready to finish harvesting. Some things I'm hoping that they didn't freeze. Like this pumpkin I have in my hand. There's some pumpkin blossoms yet. I might figure out what to do with those, and that kind of surprises me. I'm hoping some people come a little later to look at the gardens. I'm going to take my time because I'm hoping that our coordinator will come and we'll see what he says. But I think that this is it. We'll see what happens, but it's too early of a winter. I think I hear lone goose, but I'm not sure. So yeah, needless to say, it's definitely for some places. This is here. Goodbye to the garden. I can see like a peas and beans plants, what's left of them. But they are definitely gondied. As a friend of ours, an ex-roommate mate of ours would say. So I'm going to pick these green tomatoes, and depending on what I have left on the vine from this will depend on whether I let them all ripen or have some fried green tomatoes. I know some people would joke and say, good movie. But such isn't the case here. It's good food. Just fry them up with salt and pepper. Nice. So, anyway, I'm going to pull up tomato plants. Solid. I got lots of dirt outside. Hard to eat this. Very healthy plant this year. Good roots. I think we're going to have fried green tomatoes, folks, because there's just so many very tiny, tiny tomatoes. Like I said, it's too bad. Last year, we were blessed because it was mid-September. And we were able to get to harvest our corn. This year it looks like we may only get one cob, which kind of sucks. We might get a little bit of both. Because there's some that are big. And some that are small. So And there's one right in front of me that was trying to ripen. So we'll see. Hard to believe that season is over. Seems like yesterday when we just planted. George helped me plant. Unfortunately, this is the only time that he couldn't be with me. He's on his way to a jam with the Wild Rose Old-Time Fiddlers, as we speak. Well, actually, he's on his way home to go to that jam. So, okay, I think he's trying to shake off as much dirt as I can. Roots. The more we can save, the better. I'm just going to check the time. Oh, got a little over 3 minutes. Yep. So, yeah, we've covered quite a bit. I'm just, like I said, I can hardly believe what's done. We did get quite a bit harvested, so I am pleased about that. I just would have liked us to have that extra, but that's okay. So, yeah, like I said, it was 1 degree. I don't know what it is now. But it is quite cold. I'm in a winter jacket, believe it or not. I'm looking at one of our corn plants, and I honestly don't think it's going to go any further. We didn't get anything at all from our pepper plant, which is really a shame. It was a healthy pepper plant, but I should have done like I said. So I'm gonna need two hands. That's how entrenched it is. Here we go, folks. Two hands. Oh yeah, that was a healthy root as well. So I'm gonna, well, I can continue to work. Just banging the roots on this stalk here. It was still doing quite well. I really hated to do that. There goes a bean plant. Oh, there's some more beans that we missed. What I'm doing, because they got left so long, is I might sow these. Depending on how healthy they are. But I'm going to leave it at that. May your journeys be safe. Take care. And God bless. Bye for now.